And as mentioned, there is an exhibit opening tomorrow night at the Main Street Gallery. It's called Four Islanders, a group exhibit focusing on community and isolation in a remote island town. Joining us this morning are three of the Petersburg artists. We have John McCabe, Pia Riley, and Joe Vignicki. Good morning to all of you.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Good morning.
Great to be here.
And the fourth artist is Susan Christensen.
That's right. Yeah, and she's not with us. She's down in the Seattle area. But she lived in Petersburg for many years, so she's joining us in our show, and we are thrilled to be here. It's a little weird to be on this side of the microphone, I have to say. I'm the news director at KFSK in Petersburg for most of the year.
And we often hear you on news reports.
Yeah. But it's great to be here. We're thrilled to be at the Main Street Gallery for opening of our show. And maybe we should just talk a little bit about our art that we have with us. And
What brought, I guess, all of you together to do this? Why did you decide to do a group exhibit?
It was about a year before this, I think, that we started to talk about it. We got together for some other art show, I think, and we just started to think about that. That would be a good idea to mix us up a little bit because we're so different, all four of us.
And maybe let's talk about each of your art. So, Pia, tell me about your art. What is your style? What media do you work in?
Well, it's interesting for me because I usually work in watercolors, and that's what I think most people think about when they think about my art. And this is all oil painting on canvas, so it's nothing at all like what I usually do. So it's for me, that is a beautiful thing because that's kind of what my passion is. And so I thought, well, this is an opportunity for that.
Had you worked in oils before?
Yeah, I have, but years ago, and just in art school and so forth. But then I started about 3-4 years ago to do a little bit on the side, kind of.
And why did you decide to focus on oils?
To me, they lended themselves better for this show. I don't know. It's just a feeling, I think. So we'll see.
Okay. All right. And John, tell us about your work.
My work is basically done in oils now, but I've added the element of charcoal lines, and I'm mixing the charcoal sometimes in the background. And I just really like the texture of charcoal and the feel of it. And I looked at my art the other day and just said, wow, a lot of my paintings do have that, the charcoal. And I'm basically free-form abstract. When I start out, it's basically a creative process. I can start with a shape or a form, and I just have to see where it takes me. And hopefully I come up with a complete composition. So.
Okay, and Joe?
Well, I do large landscapes and oil paint on canvas and getting outdoors whenever possible. And as a show, I think we tried to develop an idea of what it means to be an islander and a little bit of community and isolation that comes with. We were all from different places before we moved to Petersburg and living on Mitkoff Island, so we chose to be there. And a little bit of the isolation you have of being on an island that people in Ketchikan know, but also just the natural beauty that surrounds the place, and also the community of the people who gather together and choose to be in a place like this. So,
are they mostly landscapes, or is
mine are, but like John's are abstracts, and Pia's maybe a mix. And Susan's are a little bit more abstract, a little bit more collage, I would say. And
hers are smaller paintings on paper, and they're oil and acrylics, I believe. And it's a whole series of 10 paintings that she did that we have with us here. So,
are you all artists in Petersburg? Do you have works in galleries there?
Yes.
Yeah, and the other three artists are much more, they've been doing it a lot longer than me. So Pia's been doing it for, decades and decades?
Yeah.
And she's also had shows with Susan down here in Ketchikan before. They showed at the Main Street Gallery once or twice before?
Yeah. My first show down here was 97 or 98, I think. Yeah.
And what would you say, I guess, people should expect when they come? Is there a kind of an overall theme, an overall message you're trying to get out there?
Yeah, the island thing that we all interpret that in a different way. And It's pretty colorful, I would say, I think. Yeah. Can you say that?
Yeah.
I think in terms of myself, freeform, I look more towards intuitive, reflective kind of. That's the impact Alaska's had on me. I grew up in the Boston area, and lots of people, lots of activity. Then I come to a very tiny town, and all of a sudden it's huge, it's beautiful, it's quiet an awful lot of the time. You have a lot of self time, and you have to be self-reliant a lot more than I think than you in the city. And I think so. If I were to reflect on how that works on my paintings, I think they tend to be a little on the quieter side, and a little more. Since they're abstract, you have to do your own interpretation. But I would say minimalist and tend to be on the quiet side.
Beautiful.
And on Saturday, you're doing a presentation, Artist Talk. What can people expect from that?
We're just going to talk a little bit more about our work and how we develop our paintings, I think, and get up there and answer questions if people have them. And, a little bit more face-to-face time if people want to stop by. We'd love to talk to them and hear from them, too, what they get out of our work, too. So.
Kind of a little bit closer communication maybe with people.
Okay, those are the main questions I have. Is there anything else any of you would like to add?
Just come on out. We'd love to see people. I know there's a lot going on. It sounds like it's a very busy weekend, but we definitely, can't wait to talk to people and hear what they think about our work. And
thank you.
It's a great space down at the Main Street Gallery there, so we're going to get to work and hang it this morning.
Okay. Get busy there. And that is on the 4th of July. There is the opening again. That's from 5 to 7 tomorrow at the Main Street Gallery for Islanders. And again, three of the Islanders are here. John McCabe, Pia Riley, and Joe Vicknicki. Susan Christensen also contributed work. So look forward to seeing that tomorrow.
Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.